The theme of the message today is don't talk negatively behind anybody's back. And our scripture is taken from Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14. Listen to the word of God. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You might feel that you can talk negatively about your brother or sister in the Lord and get away with it, but that's not the case. The angel of that person you are talking negatively about will report you to our Father in heaven. In Matthew 18, verse 10, the word tells us, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." You see, this will allow Satan to accuse you before the throne of God. In Revelation 12, verse 10 to 11, we read, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death." At the beginning of verse 11, we are told they, the believers, overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The blood of the Lamb includes the power of forgiveness. Therefore, if you have been talking negatively about your brother or sister in the Lord, you need to acknowledge that by confessing your sin. This stops the accuser, Satan, from bringing accusation against you before the throne of God. Such accusations brought against you by Satan can affect your physical and spiritual well-being and your mental health. In order to stop the accusations against you, you must activate God's mercy. Our God is merciful. His mercy endures forever. We are told in Psalm 118, verse 1, which says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Furthermore, in James 2, verse 13, it says, "Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful." Mercy triumphs over judgment. Jesus did not only come to die for our sins, he also came to give you the power of forgiveness. In John 20, verse 21 to 23, we read, "Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." In other words, whatever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whatever sins you do not forgive, they are not forgiven. You have been given the power of forgiveness. Use it. Here is a prayer to stop the accusations made against you by Satan. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ and in the authority of his name, and asked you to forgive me for speaking negatively behind anybody's back. Father, whatever Satan is accusing me for, please forgive me and forgive those who have caused him to bring accusations to your throne against me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. If you can't say anything good about your brother and sister in the Lord, keep your mouth shut and cease with those negative thoughts. Don't make the mistake to get bitter and become hurt. If you have heard that your brothers and sisters have been talking negatively about you, you must use the power of forgiveness. Otherwise, you too will become a candidate for the accuser of the brethren. Being a Christian by name only is not enough. You see, receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and getting baptized is only the beginning of your walk in faith. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, the word says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. When you become a new creation in Christ, it is probably the greatest challenge in life that one can ever be faced with. Because as the end of the verse says, all things have become new. The challenge for any one of us is to walk and live in the love of Christ. And a practical aspect of that is not to talk negatively behind anybody's back. It is always good to remember that God created each one of us, and he has a plan and purpose for everyone. Even the unbelievers are potential Christians, just as you were before you believed in Christ. You know something? Dangerous animals, especially dogs, have to be muzzled and kept on a leash. A Christian who talks negatively behind the backs of others is just as bad and should be muzzled along with his or her thoughts. Satan is ready to bring such negative speaking and thinking from you or you or you or me before the throne of God, simply because he's allowed to do so. And that is what allows God to discipline each one of us. Speaking negatively behind people's backs is definitely not Christian. It is occultic. It can be equated to voodoo. Instead of sticking pins into the effigy of someone to hurt or discredit that person, you do the equivalent by talking or thinking badly about a person. In order to protect yourself from doing such thinking or speaking, you need to put on the armor of God. In Ephesians 6, verse 16, it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. The flaming arrows of the evil one can be assimilated to negative words from others against you. This can be quenched by your shield of faith. Yes, faith expressing itself through love. That love which forgives and unintentionally returns the arrows to where they came from. This is the power of love. And in Galatians 5, verse 6, we read, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." May the Lord bless you to digest and understand His word. Pastor Philip.
Don't let your imagination tell you a lie or whispers from the enemy make you cry. Why worry about what people say? It's just not true. Let no one take your faith away, for God still loves you. It'll be okay. Won't you please believe Him when He says it'll be okay? Keep believing just the same old way. It'll be okay. If you could learn to ride the tides, then you'll get by. Just look beyond those clouds above. Don't listen to friends and neighbors. They may mean well, but they can't help spreading rumors. You tell, it'll be okay. Won't you please believe Him when He says it'll be okay? Keep believing just the same old way. It'll be okay. You won't.
Okay.